Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local. Catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Dozens of people in Nassau County are under voluntary quarantine after returning from China. More from WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
If the coronavirus becomes a pandemic here in Nassau County, the hospitals have plans in place, said the Commissioner of Health, Dr. Lawrence Eisenstein. He says currently 83 residents are under voluntary isolation from the public, their family members and friends, after returning from China. Every day, their temperatures are checked and they are asked if they have any symptoms. Six people have been tested for the coronavirus.
We've had five people in the past tested. They were in Nassau County. They were negative. There's one pending, probably going to be negative.
The doctor says everyone has complied voluntarily to be isolated.
Right now, anybody coming back from China within the last 14 days, even if they weren't exposed to anybody, is undergoing this remove yourself from the community. When it's identified that there's a potentially higher risk, like they were exposed to an active case, it could be called a mandatory quarantine. But the consequences for not would be that they could essentially be isolated aggressively on government's part.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
New York City is ready to tackle any coronavirus cases. WCBS's Rich Lamb is at City Hall.
The mayor said all of the suspect cases of corona have tested negative, adding,
that does not reduce our vigilance one iota.
In fact, the city is planning where to put patients if and when corona strikes here.
Right now, we have 1,200 hospital beds that we can make available immediately. For any individual who is in the testing process or who tests positive or needs isolation in a hospital setting.
And His Honor reported the city has distributed 1.5 million masks and has another 300,000 on order for use by healthcare professionals, but there's no recommendation for ordinary New Yorkers to wear a mask unless you have the flu and don't want to spread it. At City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Federal appeals court in Manhattan has ruled the Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars in grants from sanctuary cities and states like New York. WCBS reporter Kevin Rencone has more.
So-called sanctuary cities and states were blocked from getting federal grants unless they offered federal immigration officials access to jails and let them know when someone in the country illegally was about to be released. Those were the conditions. While New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and others sued. And what the Second Circuit Court of Appeals found is that the administration can set whatever conditions they want. That's not to say everyone agrees. Republican Long Island Congressman Peter King says, don't punish police.
But to be cutting off funding for law enforcement is only going to make a dangerous situation worse.
Democrat Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says from here, they'll appeal to the full Second Circuit Court of Appeals.
Or to the United States Supreme Court. But also, I think that states and cities have to raise this issue in the ballot box to the electorate.
The federal grant these states sued to gain access to are worth a total of $250 million per year. Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
A former Paramus school bus driver has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for a deadly crash 2 years ago. Huddy Muldrow was driving middle school students to a field trip when he missed an exit and attempted a U-turn on Interstate 80 in Mount Olive. A dump truck hit the bus, killing a fifth grade girl and social studies teacher Jennifer Williamson. Williamson's mother, Dolores, addressed Muldrow in court today.
You are a very lucky man. You are able to wake up and see your family. Everything you can do was taken away from my precious daughter. You are the reason she isn't here. Your complete negligence and poor judgment took that all away.
The 79-year-old Muldrow pleaded guilty to reckless vehicular homicide. To the Weather Center and the Exergen forecast with our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen. More rain tonight, Craig?
Yes, and a little bit more than we've had through the day today. Actually, it could be a lot more in a few spots because during the day, we've only had some drizzle and some patchy fog. Just has that damp, dreary feel to it all afternoon with the northeast wind. Now, tonight, first of all, it's 46, and it'll stay right around there, 40 to 45, but showers, some of them heavy, and possibly even a thunderstorm. A couple hours either side of midnight, it'll start working its way in from the west after 9 or 10 o'clock or so, and may not clear eastern Long Island and sections of Connecticut until almost near sunup. Then tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, but it's windy, 45 to 50. Fair, windy, and colder for Thursday night, 25 to 30, 20 to 25 inland, and a rather chilly Friday. Sunshine mixed with some clouds, but the afternoon high will stay near 40. Several days of below normal temperatures coming up, but no storms during that time. That's the way this winter's been. 46 now, humidity 89%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.